Hi everyone, my name is Gabriel and this is the Hour of the Raven, your channel for everything Ravenloft, RPG, Dungeons & Dragons and horror.
Today, we shall explore the secrets of Bloodspore, revealing the inconceivable horrors that lie beneath these wastelands. Before we begin, some brief announcements and clarifications. Bloodspore is a domain that first appeared in the first box of the setting, the Ravenloft Realm of Terror. Later, had further developments in the Forbidden Lore box set and one of the first adventures in the Ravenloft setting, called Tofts of Darkness. After these initial appearances, the domain was removed from the core in the event of the Grand Conjunction, but it did not have much development after this relocation. During the final period of 3rd edition, the Wizard of the Coast website published an excellent short story written by Ari Marmel about a patient in an asylum who had a mysterious connection to Bloodspore. Bloodspore was reintroduced for 5th edition in the Van Richten's Guide to Ravenloft, and despite minor discrepancies at some descriptions, it remains largely similar to its previous characterization. For the first time in an official material, there was a short attempt to establish a history of the Illithid God Brain, the Dark Lord of the Domain. Throughout all these years of gap until 5th edition reintroduced the domain, many fans created material to expand the domain. An idea I first saw on the Fraternity of Shadows forums and netbooks, and which was also explored by Mist Factor Press in the book Ravenloft Encyclopedia of Dark Lords and Domains, was that Bloodspore was not an island of dread in the mists, but was moved to the moon that shines over the skies of the demiplane of dread. We also used this idea in our first Black Feather book, The Dread Space, in which we present space-themed domains of dread in a Spelljammer and Ravenloft crossover. Given the little material we have on the domain, and the absence of a gazetteer of the region, I decided that in the next Bloodspore videos, I will also present as complementary information the material we wrote about Bloodspore in our book Dread Space. So there is no confusion about what is official setting material and what is material by the Black Feather, I will leave the Black Feather logo whenever the material presented is taken directly from the Dread Space, to make it easier for those of you who are watching this video to separate our creation from the material created by the official Ravenloft authors. If you like our ideas for the Dread Space, I will also leave the link below for our book, which presents 10 domains of dread, which are a space horror theme, and presents a cluster of domains known as Dread Space. Are you ready? After being subjected to the mental pain conditioning experiments in Dr. Dacloud Heimfroth's asylum, we are sent through a portal to the wastelands of Bloodspore as emissaries to encounter an alien and monstrous entity. We need to take shelter from a terrible electrical storm in the caves, and we encounter a group of deformed and bestial-looking creatures, the Shattered Brethren, former slaves of the Illithids, transformed and deformed by biomancy experiments. Through a telepathic link, they reveal to us the horrors that inhabit these desolate lands, but our meeting is interrupted by the arrival of the evil Mind Flayers. Panic starts, as everyone tries to flee from the mind-eating slavers, but we are not so lucky, and end up paralyzed and captured by their powerful mental blasts and commands. Unable to resist, we are taken deep into the lair of these creatures to a terrible fate, and experience the secrets of Bloodspore firsthand.
Hour of the Raven.
Ignorance can be a bliss. Only a foolish and reckless person would willingly delve into the secrets that lie beneath the rocky surface of Bloodspool. For contemplating its mysteries is the same as courting insanity. Perhaps the safest way to delve deeper into the mysteries of Bloodspool is to uncover the mysteries of the secret society of the Ildiitan, a secret group that originated among survivors who escaped the horrors of their homeland, and that over the centuries have gained strength and influence. The Ildiitan were founded with the aim of gaining knowledge and psionic powers as means of protection and influence. Its members actively seek to develop psionic talents and study deeply the mysteries of mental disciplines. The headquarters of this organization is near Imol in Barovia, in the ruins of an ancient fortress whose name has been lost in the mists of time. Only the top echelon of society gathers at this place, which they secretly call Ikratdan. Despite being centered in Imol, this group has also spread throughout the regions of Kartakas and Haslan, and often gathers in forest clearings and other deserted places. In the past, the society housed only the descendants of the Tani, but currently the mysteries of the mine have attracted other people with different purpose. The secret society is divided into two groups, the Echelon, composed of those who have managed to develop psionic talents, and the Hopeful, people attracted by the mystery of the mind, but who have not yet managed to demonstrate the development of these abilities. Members of the Echelon keep their identities and powers in secret, and always appears at meetings with the Hopefuls in red cloaks that cover their faces. This group does not accept wizards and arcane students, and its main objective is to find tomes of psionic knowledge, which will allow them to develop their telepathic and mental abilities and gifts. Their ultimate goal is to find the 13 tomes of Tan, a record of the wisdom of the 13 original survivors who escaped from Bloodspool, and which hold great revelations about the mysteries of the mind. Of these 13 original survivors, only a few remained in Imol, where they first arrived from Bloodspool and established their community, while others went on to explore other lands of the mists. The knowledge of these tomes is fragmented, and it is believed that only the union of the 13 tomes, again, will bring great revelations about Bloodspool and the psionic knowledge capable of giving its user great power and perhaps even a means of taking back Bloodspool, their homeland. Until these tomes are collected, however, those who wish to explore the secrets of this wasteland must venture into the rocky and desolate landscape and its dangerous subterranean tunnels. The first challenge that someone must be willing to face while exploring Bloodspool is their own fears and phobias. Those who sleep on the lands of Bloodspool suffer from constant and terrible nightmares, while they face their deepest fears, shame and humiliations. Little by little, the explorers became exhausted, and their own sanity began to crumble, and many begin to suffer hallucinations even when they are awake. It is not uncommon that before even encountering the underground horrors, some begin to wander completely mad. These constant nightmares are the fruits of the tufts of darkness. The powerful influence of the entity known as the Illithid God Brain. This monstrosity presents the arrival of new creatures in his domains, and causes a harmful influence to invade their minds, revealing their darkest secrets and weakening them, testing their limits and preparing them for their upcoming sacrifice. The desolate surface poses a challenge to explorers, with its constant electrical storms and the lack of any food source. Those who wander its wild areas soon discover that in this place they are not hunters, but rather the hunted. A terrible kind of monstrosity now roams this desolate landscape, the dreaded Illithid Vampire. Unlike the Mind Flayers, these monsters behave like crazed and savage beasts, always in search of blood and brain matter. These creatures were the result of bizarre experiments created by the vampire Lisa von Zarovich and the Highmaster Illithid, the most powerful mind flayer psionic below the Illithid god brain. Lisa von Zarovich, a vampire aristocrat who came from Barovia, witched to usurp Count Strahd von Zarovich's rule over Barovia. To do so, she would need a powerful force, which her uncle was unable to control, and she sought allies in the dangerous lands of Bloodspore. Lisa has found her ally in the High Master Illithid. A great meta-psionist, the High Master Illithid intended to depose the Illithid god Brain and become the ruler of the colony of Mind Flayers. Perhaps this monstrosity discovered some wicked secret about the mysterious Illithid god Brain, or perhaps it was driven only by revenge and ambition. However, despite believing he was able to hide his thoughts from the Illithid god Brain, he did not have the power to defeat him. The High Master Illithid wished to be transformed into a vampire and to drain the Illithid god Brain with his new powers. Lisa von Zarovich would aid him in his plan as long as he led the Mind Flayers against the forces of Strahd in Barovia. Lisa's first attempts were unsuccessful. The Illithids were immune to energy drain of vampiric touch, and Lisa could not drink the bitter alien blood of these creatures. After countless experiments, they finally found a way to create this new creature. A human would be infected with a Mind Flayer tadpole, and while the creature was still lodged in the brain to devour it and begin the process of metamorphosis, the individual was bitten and turned into a vampire by Lisa von Zarovich. Contact with negative energies and the transformation into an undead creature drove the Illithid tadpole insane, and when the metamorphosis occurred, the transformed creature emerged with powers of both monsters it had become, but totally wild and insane. Illithid vampires enjoy exceptional strength, and their touch is capable of draining levels of their enemies, although their weakened sanity prevents them from using psionic gifts that require reasoning. They are still capable of using powerful psionic blasts that cause agonizing pain and paralyze their victims. When their victims are defenseless, they then approach them with their tentacles, capable of crushing their victim's skull to drain their blood and brain matter. These monsters are not deterred by the eternal red twilight of Bloodspore, and are not affected by sunlight, and if destroyed, they turn into mist and return to their lairs to regenerate. Despite the power of these monsters, their madness made them completely useless for the purpose of their creators, and the High Master Illithid ordered them to be destroyed. These creatures proved to be more resilient than expected, and escaped destruction to wander through the wild areas of Bloodspore. The High Master Illithid then unveiled a new plan for his transformation into a vampire. Through the use of the apparatus machine, capable of transferring souls between two bodies, the High Master Illithid intended to transfer his mind into the body of an Illithid vampire, but his plans were thwarted by the interference of adventurers and the actions of the Illithid god Brain. Sinister rumors say that the savage Illithid vampires may now be under the mental influence of the Illithid god Brain, and that some of the blood and brain fluids they drain are dumped into the pool of chemicals where the Illithid god Brain flows, where such fluids are used to heal it from his degenerative disease that slowly consumes him. Lightning storms and Illithid vampires will eventually cause explorers to inevitably seek shelter underground, and this is where the true horrors begin. One of the most sinister and dangerous points of these underground caves is the place where the body of kidnapped victims or dead slaves are dumped by their captors. This underground lake of cold, dark waters is also home to the remnants, undead spirits trapped in its dark waters. Although incorporeal, their spiritual hands become partially solid to drag victims into the depths and drown them, to share the torment of their spirits, eternally imprisoned in the dark waters of this alien place, where they were taken against their will and killed in a horrific way. Some believe that these spirits simply desire companionship, and that those who give in to the sinister kiss of these floating faces share their last memories and horrors of the Mind Flayers. The underground waters are also home to an even more dangerous guardian. In a pit of dark waters, a blood elemental is imprisoned, an extraplanar creature that was corrupted by the Land of the Mists, and now is trapped and imprisoned by mystical crystals that surround the pit, subjected to experiments by the Mind Flayers. Those who approach this pit of dark crimson water might discover that this pool of thick blood can quickly become dangerous and murderous in its captivity. Exploring the underground tunnels close to Mount Macab, you can find the Rift of the Damned, where the refuge of the Shattered Brethren is located. Their bodies were deformed and twisted by strange biomancy experiments carried out in the search of more powerful and efficient slaves, but they somehow survived this ordeal and escaped their Illithid masters. They developed psionic barriers capable of making themselves immune to the psionic powers of their enslavers, but many lost their sanity to the horrors they faced. United by hatred against the Mind Flayers, they are organized into small tribes and survive by feeding on underground fungi or hunting other monstrosities like the Chu. In one of the rock formations of this desolate place lies the Rugard Plateau, the space gate of the Nautiloids. This rocky plateau is perfectly formed to receive spelljammer vessels, and the wide underground caverns hold many Nautiloid ships. The location is usually covered by constant clouds, and terrible storms cover the area. Only when the Brain God so desires, the weather clears, allowing someone to leave or arrive through these ships. One of the highest points of this domain is Mount Macab, a red and purplish mountain with a tall, twisted peak and strange rock formations. The surface of the mountain is marked by constant red lightning that seems to reach its peak constantly, and the place seems to vibrate with a strange humming sound. The location is well protected by Mind Flayers, slaves, and other horrors created by their experiments. The underground of Mount Macab was once an ancient monastery of the Tun, but now it houses a strange machine known as the Probe, used to project the minds of Mind Flayers and contact, invade and dominate the minds of distant victims. Through this machinery, which feeds on the energy of other psionic beings, a single psionic is able to amplify his powers and project the range of his mental power over great distances. Using the probe, Mind Flayers can spy on and even interfere with the minds of creatures in other domains and distant lands, and through this, they chose their objectives, victims, and targets for their nefarious plans. Around Mount Macabre, there is a large complex of tunnels that guard the great metropolis of Mind Flayers. Intricate tunnels hold living quarters, psionic libraries, experimental surgery rooms, slave quarters, breeding pools, and biotechnology laboratories. The tunnels are crowded and labyrinthine, and their alien architecture houses many machines and biotechnology devices controlled by psionic forces. Exploring and escaping these underground tunnels full of horrors is a feat few can achieve. Finally, in the underground depths of Mount Macabre is the God Chamber, an oval room of alien architecture, but there is a lake of chemical substances. Those who glimpse this strange biotechnology structure perceive a room designed to intimidate its visitors, as if they are standing before something divine. Floating in this lake lies the illithid God Brain. The paranoid Dark Lord allows very few to enter this chamber, but he needs his servants to maintain the balance of his pool of nutrients. Taken in by our captors, we witness the subterranean horrors of this alien realm. We wander enslaved through its corridors and are taken to laboratories where we are subjected to terrible and painful experiments. The creature that enslaved us tried to read our minds and seems surprised to find barriers in our brain, preventing its access. More than that, the mental probe revealed to these monsters that we are sent as messengers from the Cloud Hemfroth, and that we have an important message for their leader, the illithid God Brain. We cannot read the creature's expression, but it seems to hesitate for a brief moment. Before long, we are taken deep into this complex, to stand before the God Chamber, and come face to face with the illithid God Brain. We prostrate ourselves in fear before his presence, and something is triggered in our brain. Subjected to the mental conditioning experiments by the Cloud Hemfroth, we present to the illithid God Brain the proposal of an alliance with the creature. The Cloud would send him suitable sacrifices through the room 319 of his asylum, and in return, he wished to receive from Blutspool fragments of their vast knowledge about the mysteries of the mind. It is impossible to predict the creature's reaction to our arguments, but soon our minds are invaded by this transcendental creature. Taken by this alien force, the creature shows its contempt for our master's proposal and makes us a promise of pain and agony, while it will empty our minds and destroy our bodies. Before total annihilation, however, while our minds are connected, perhaps to exercise his godhood, or through some incomprehensible kind of vanity, we are given glimpses of the dark past of this alien entity. Join us, subscribe to this channel, and turn on notifications, and let's explore the history and past of the illithid God Brain.